as short and sweet as I possibly can. You know, truth be told, days like these are really a melting pot of emotion, if you think about it. Some people have the luxury of still calling their mom and sending a text or saying Happy Mother's Day and have the expectation of receiving a text or a call back. Some people, today is the day that they sit down and they go through pictures and notes. For some people who have never really even known their mother, it's a day where they sit down and they wonder what could have been, right? And so today is just a melting pot of emotion for a number of different reasons, but we do celebrate all that mothers and women that have poured into our lives. Today is a day that we've kind of set aside to just say thank you for all that you are and all that you do. For truly mothers and indeed women are a gift from Almighty God, excuse me. In the 1940s, as World War II was raging on, one gentleman decided that he was going to come up with a character, a comic character at that, that he kind of pulled some inspiration from. And I dare not tell you where he got the inspiration from, but I'm encouraging you to go and research this for yourself. But nonetheless, he kind of drew some inspiration from his own life and a couple of the women that were indeed close to him, and he came up with this character called Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, what's interesting about Wonder Woman is that she represented a new age of superhero. There would not have been a woman like Wonder Woman before, and there would certainly not be a woman like Wonder Woman after that, but nonetheless, she was supposed to represent a strong, independent female who could stand toe-to-toe with any man or with any superhuman being. And so Wonder Woman became prototypical, and I'm sorry that I had to use this illustration of Wonder Woman because there's a lot of debate, and I grew up in an era where Wonder Woman had a certain type of physique and a certain type of form, and so I'm not debating her form, but needless to say, the whole idea of Wonder Woman, the physique would have changed throughout the generations. And so here it is, as we think about Wonder Woman, she became the idol, so to speak. She became the ideal that a young woman, a young child would kind of aspire to. She was the model for what a female could be and what a female could do. And so a lot of young ladies, even today, you would see for Halloween, a lot of these young girls, they would dress up as Wonder Woman because she represents strength. She represents the ability to accomplish the impossible. She stands as an individual who would stand for justice and for truth. When the weak aren't able to stand for themselves, when the marginalized aren't able to stand for themselves, when men fail, here comes Wonder Woman. And as I thought about the idea of Wonder Woman, here is the truth about the character. Even though the character is flawed, that is Wonder Woman. She has certain strength. She is blessed with superhuman strength. She has the lasso of truth. She has inhumane and superhuman strength and speed. But nonetheless, her character is deeply flawed. Just as flawed as the one who came up with her to begin with. But as I started to think about Wonder Woman, I appreciated something from the text, because as I looked at the text, that is Proverbs chapter number 31, the text indicated to us not what the worldly concept of Wonder Woman is, but what is a woman according to God of wonder. That's different because on one hand, we have this image of what a woman is and should look like. If you didn't know this before, a lot of times what these artists would do is that they would try to pen and they would try to draw and draft what a prototypical woman, the ideal woman, looks like. And so for a number of years, when you think about models looked a particular way. And a lot of times young women, and sometimes even older women, try to ascribe themselves. They try to get a certain type of figure. They try to walk a certain type of way. When the model would adorn certain type of clothing, well, that's the type of clothing I want to have as well too. Well, that's what the world offers to us as Wonder Woman. But for God, he gives us a woman, a true woman, of wonder. What's interesting about the woman of wonder is that she is unique. What's interesting about the woman of wonder is that she is one that walks among men. She is one that is in the trenches. She is one that might be easily overlooked. And the woman of wonder, according to scripture, is one that women of God ought to ascribe to. So as I think about the idea of this picture, this is actually a still shot of a movie entitled War Room. And within the confines of this particular movie, I don't want to belabor everything about the movie. If you have seen it before, you know where the scene is from. This elderly woman, she is a prayer warrior, and she has lived her life trusting God in good times and in bad times. She has lived her life prayed up. She has lived her life in submission to God, and now she has the opportunity to walk alongside a young lady and her husband whose marriage is on the rocks. And not only does she sit from time to time, and not only does she counsel, and not only does she guide, but every now and then she goes into what she calls her war room or her war space. All it is a closet that she cleared out. And she begins to write some declarations and some prayers. And she's in the middle of this room. She's in the middle of this space. And she has all these declarations and these prayers all around. And she goes into that war room. She goes into that prayer space. And she begins to plaster the wall. She begins to plaster the air. She begins to petition God. She is on her knees. Sometimes she is seated. Sometimes she is prostrated. Sometimes she cries. Sometimes her hands are lifted up, and all she is doing is she is before the throne room of God, petitioning God on this young lady's behalf. So when I think about a woman of wonder, it's not necessarily someone who will swoop in and make everything right. It's a woman who has your back saturated in prayer. It's a woman who would walk alongside you and help guide you through your tough times. It's a woman that will be there for you when you are doing foolishness. She is able to steer you right. She is able to pull you aside and say, do better. Does anybody here ever had a woman of wonder in their life? There were times, let me give you this really quickly. There were times when I was a little boy, and I was almost reminded of that with Isaiah this morning. There was times when I was a little boy, and we would come into worship spaces and fellowship spaces, and I wouldn't be focused on what really was going on. And my grandmother, being a woman of wonder, what she would have to do sometimes when I lost myself and I forgot where I was, she would have to snatch me by the ear. And she would have to tell me, listen to the word of God. Church, I'm trying to help us to see that a woman of wonder is not necessarily one who will come and make everything right, but she knows the one who can make everything right. She is not the one to come and say that I have all the strength in the world, because she is weak and she is feeble. She may not have what you have, and she may not have what others might have, but what she has is a strong relationship and connection with God. A woman of wonder is one who is connected to the throne room. Through the throne room of God via the place of submission. So here it is really, really quickly, as I adorn and as I canvas through the book of Proverbs chapter number 31 from verses 10 through verses number 30. I just want to give you these really quickly. I told you I was going to be short this morning. I want to give you some characteristics that you find of a woman of wonder throughout the book of Proverbs, particularly chapter 31 verses 10 through 30. When I think about the characteristics of a woman of wonder, she is invaluable. the scripture would say that her price is far above rubies. There is no amount of money that could actually be paid for that woman. And I need for you to understand that when something is invaluable, it simply means that no amount of money could really buy that thing. She is invaluable to you. She is invaluable to society. I'm trying to help us to see that within the confines of the church, within the confines of your home, within the confines of the community, we need women of wonder who have strong relationships with Almighty God. She is invaluable. Not only is she invaluable, church, but she is industrious. That is to suggest that she is not an idle person. She doesn't often find the time that she has on her hands and use it towards gossip and use it towards things that are not beneficial. You know what the stereotype is, and I know what it was when I was growing up. The stereotype was an idle woman is a busybody in the community. But times have changed. Not only do we have sometimes women who are busybodies in the community, but we also have some men who are busybodies in the community as well. But she is not an idle person. She is not a person that gives her lip and gives her ear to things that are not beneficial to herself or beneficial to her friends group, beneficial to her family, beneficial to her community. She does not give her time, effort, and energy to things that are not of God. Not only is she an industrious, church, but she is innovative. You may not understand this for some of you that don't really appreciate this, but there are times when she has to come up with the means by which she would put food on the table. And even sometimes when the ingredients don't look like it could make something, she has to become so innovative that she could make a meal out of something that looks like nothing. For many of us, maybe we haven't grown up eating things like green fig and salt. Maybe some of us could remember a time when chitlins, and I've never had it, and God knows I never will, but some of us would understand and appreciate that chitlins came from a certain background. You didn't waste that part of the pig or the cow, or you didn't waste food, and so she would take things that the average person wouldn't dare touch and eat, and she would make it into a meal. Who knew neck bone could taste so good? Who knew pig feet could taste so good? Who knew rice and butter with a little bit of ketchup, if you had it, could taste so good? She is innovative. She will take the little that she has and she will make it into a masterpiece. Not only is she innovative, church, but she is intelligent. Intelligence doesn't necessarily mean here the way that we ascribe intelligence based on academics. Because I know the way that we are living in the 21st century, we attribute intelligence to academics. I'll tell you this. There is an old saying by an old reggae artist. He talks about the fact that you could have an educated dummy. You could have all the book smarts in the world and you don't have the ability to talk with somebody on the street. You could have all the letters behind your name and you don't know how things function in the world. You could be an academic, but you could be an academic dummy. You don't know how to dumb things down. You don't know how to engage with people, all because you find yourself up here and never learning to navigate down here. But she is intelligent. She knows how to talk to the president and she knows how to talk to the pauper. She knows how to talk to the person that's on the street walking and begging for money, but she also knows how to talk to dignitaries. She knows how to talk to the 60-year-old, but she also knows how to talk to the 6-year-old. She is intelligent in everything that she does. But church, lest you think that's all she is, she has a certain level of influence. She's an influential person in the community. I'm talking about a woman of wonder. When I was growing up, they often used to say in the community, in the home, and in the church, that women are the backbone of society. And I believe that to be true. because oftentimes, it doesn't matter what the arena is, oftentimes men may have the ability to lead, but I promise you, depending on the wife is really the one that's whispering instructions that the man ultimately brings to fruition. A lot of times, if you want change, you need strong women present to help affect change. If you want to see this community, if you want to see this church, if you want to see this family, if you want to see this nation go through a change, get a bunch of women of wonder and put them in positions. So not only is she intelligent, but she is influential as well. But check this, I'm almost done. She has the capacity to inspire. This is a dying characteristic in the world today. Because at one point, we had more and more elderly sisters that were taking the younger sisters under their wings. And what would happen is these elderly sisters would take these younger sisters under their wings and they will guide them along their journeys. Because more often than not, the elderly sisters saw things that the young sisters are either going through or have yet to see or experience in their lives. The elderly sisters didn't tell them how to live, but they showed them how to live. The elderly sisters didn't make it mandatory that they follow their instructions, but they gave sound, good advice so that this younger generation didn't have to make the same mistakes that this older person would have made. But that's being lost. And we have what is called the generational gap, where the elderly folks of today are sticking with each other, and the younger folks of today are sticking with each other, and there is this gulf that's growing more and more and more and more and more between a younger generation and an older generation. Why is that? Because the older generation are looking at the younger generation and say, I can't get with that type of thing that they are doing. I don't get them. Whereas the virtuous woman, she inspires. The younger woman would have longed to be like their mother, longed to be like their grandmother, longed to be like their auntie, longed to be like their neighbor, longed to be like their nana. They were longing to be like these older women that they saw within the confines of their community. But that means, and that breeds relationship. If you don't have a relationship that is existing, if the bridge of relationship does not exist between the older generation and the younger generation, then what is there for the younger people to aspire to? Then they won't be looking to try and be a woman of wonder. They're going to try to be Wonder Woman. But not only does she inspire, I told you how it's done. She is absolutely in love with Yahweh. Can I show you this? Come with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 31 and make your way down to verse number 30. I'm done. Proverbs 31, verse number 30. This is what she does. It says in Proverbs 31 and 30, charm is deceitful, and beauty will fade. And of course, he's talking about the physical. But then he says, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. What's interesting about how the proverbial writer ends Proverbs, his book, is that he kind of bookends how he started. Because in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 7, here's what he says in Proverbs number 1 and verse number 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And so he concludes with this woman, he concludes with this character, he concludes with this personality in the virtuous woman, the woman of wonder, by saying, charm though it be deceitful and beauty though it would pass, this woman of wonder, this virtuous woman, this godly woman, she is one who fears the Lord. She is the one who shall be praised. So we have a choice to make. Are you intending to be like Wonder Woman? Or would you prefer to be a woman of wonder? Here is what I would like for us to be like, a woman of wonder. Because as I think about my grandmother, I know she had flaws, but she wasn't trying to be Wonder Woman. She was trying to be a woman of wonder. A woman of wonder has flaws, but she goes to the one who is able to take care of her flaws. A woman of wonder isn't perfect, but she goes to the one who could make her perfect. A woman of wonder oftentimes isn't always strong, but she goes to the one who gives her constant strength. A woman of wonder understands that she can't do it on her own, but she taps into the one who gives her everything that she needs. Thank God for women of wonders. Thank God for our grandparents. Thank God for our sisters. Thank God for our mothers. Thank God for our neighbors. Do you have a woman of wonder that you want to give God thanks and praise for? Say thank God. Say thank God. Because some of us didn't grow up with our mothers. We grew up with grandparents. But still say thank God. I'm thankful I have a mother. If I didn't have a mother, I wouldn't be here today. I'm thankful that I had a neighbor who poured into me when my grandmother wasn't there. I'm thankful for a teacher. I'm thankful for co-workers. I'm thankful for cousins. I'm thankful for women who poured into me day in and day out to help me become the type of man that I am today. Because woman of wonder, you want to stand with me? Woman of wonder are close to God. Women of wonder don't let go of God's unchanging hand. Women of wonder never stop or never cease praying. Women of wonder understand what it means and look like to worship in the midst of being wounded. Woman of wonder understands that there is a God who sits up high and looks down low, and in spite of my weakness, in spite of my frailty, in spite of the confusion that's going on in the world, he has the ability to turn everything around. A woman of wonder is an intercessor. A woman of wonder is an industrious individual. A woman of wonder is a loving individual. Kim, you with me? A woman of wonder is one who is the very mouthpiece of God. She is in tune with the heartbeat of God. She has compassion. She has love. She has mercy. She has grace. Bad words don't come out her mouth. And even if it does, she pleads to God for forgiveness. A woman of wonder is someone that a man and a woman could look up to. Thank God. Could you say thank God? Amen. Thank God. One more time. Thank God. Amen. For the woman of wonder.